This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Brake.
That's right. Coming to you live from the Common Table in McKinney, District 121, 121 in Alma. The Hardline will be here very, very, very soon, as we have many P1s already here enjoying the start of their weekend. And without further ado, let's throw it back to Monto to take you through the NIT break.
Gentlemen.
Voice sounding good.
You got this.
You're doing great.
We're doing better.
I'm ready.
Hell yeah.
I'm ready.
And we, today, here on the NIT break, have five candidates, but six pieces of audio to get to, as one of them is a double turkey.
That's a double turkey right
Love
there.
Love those double turkeys.
And today's NIT break is also very, very invasion influenced, starting with candidate number one here, one Travis Meat Mejia, the invasion's den mother, keeping them on track, scolding them when they need it. Well, Donnie was trying to play some audio and even tells Travis in this piece of audio, hey, you're going to play this here, and Travis still doesn't get it ready.
So is it worth going back watching the two seasons?
I enjoy it, but I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's top 50 of all time or something. I mean,
oh, speaking of that, you have access to the Slack?
Yes, hold on.
So I saw this, and I don't know if you saw it. I put it in this morning. So on the DVD, they had an alternate ending of Breaking Bad where Bryan Cranston wakes up as his character from Malcolm in the Middle. And so he wakes up in bed with his wife. And I love every – and I didn't watch it consistently, but every time I laid eyes on Malcolm in the Middle, I loved it.
That show's coming back. They're doing a reunion.
Oh, are they really? Okay. Yeah. And I love the relationship with he and the wife. I thought the mom in that is perfect. I love her. So he wakes up as they, and I don't think there's any cursing in this.
We're about to find out.
Well,
let's
we
try
are about
it
to
see.
Find out. Okay.
I don't think so. I can't remember though.
All right. So on the DVD, they had an alternate ending where he wakes up as Hal from Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay.
He's in bed with his Malcolm in the Middle wife. So check it out.
On the ticket.
I don't know why I thought you asking me to pull it up that you were going to play it on your computer, but here we are.
And scene.
I just had the scariest dream.
So all that lead up.
That was a good setup too.
I want to make sure I left all that in there because Donnie's got this big setup for this nice piece of audio, and here it goes.
Well, and you know he even reset what it was just because you could tell he was letting giving some vamp time for Travis to get it queued up. Good Lord.
By the way, that's a really funny video. Have you seen it?
Where he wakes up.
It's really funny.
It is funny.
It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to play it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you just told me to play it.
You told me. I was going to, but I forgot.
Sorry.
My bad.
Travis Mejia, candidate number one. Speaking of him, Deddy is candidate number two. Now, he was tasked yesterday with playing the role of Travis. As Travis had car problems.
It's like a soap opera. Playing the role of Travis.
Travis understudy was Deddy. And Deddy's been nominated for this, I think, many times before. Deddy does not remember that he has to read 40-liners.
This Sunday night at 6:30, the Patriots are in Buffalo to battle the Bills. Brought to you by Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, LifeGenics Institute, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
We're stuck with Deddy. When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints.
Sorry, guys, my computer
was going
off.
I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, music.
11:33, and yes, indeed, on a Thursday morning here with the invasion, Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, it can only mean one thing, that it is Now time to read the liner.
Knock it out. Shout out to the mascot of the day, Comets.
God. So the irony being, as somebody who has done multiple shows with Deddy, every time we have a producer, he'll get on the talk box and say, hey, do you have the 40 liner ready? And he always forgets it.
Do as I say,
because he never has to do it during the morning.
He's the one producer that doesn't read 40 liners.
Yeah.
Well, he had such a weird cover. He goes something about, I had a football.
Yeah, he said football in his computer.
I was holding the football. Sorry.
When Mozart sits down,
he's running some routes.
He just
Guys, my football, my computer was going off.
My football was going off.
Yeah, he's playing toss with himself.
He confused the computer with football.
What is happening?
Yeah, man, I need a new football. My football's crapping out.
And honestly, computer, if you're in that situation, young producers, just wait till the end of this segment or the next break, because you're just killing momentum. You played the open to this segment. Let's just...
You can rate it at 50.
It's fine. Nobody's going to really be mad at you.
Sorry, guys.
We will call you out.
I don't think the first time...
My football. My
football is going off. So sorry, gentlemen.
It's really weird.
Way to go, Deddy.
Very odd. Deddy there on the invasion. Nominated for an NIT break.
Dump that.
Up next...
Don't need to.
If you know one thing about the invasion, they love squeaking. Their mouths are in there just... Their whole talk box is just odd. Well, Maddie has one too, but we'll start with Donovan. Now, I did crank these up a little bit so you can hear them, but Donovan squeaks and he stops him down.
I think it'd just be fun to go to a game at all at Penn State. I mean, any of those big-time stadiums that seat 100,000+, if you get an opportunity, you really got to experience
it. You've been to a stadium with 100,000 before?
Oh, yeah. Brian Denny in Alabama has over 100,000.
Right.
Neyland in Tennessee is over 100,000. Kyle Field, of course, is over 100,000.
Okay, yeah, I've been to Kyle Field. I was trying to say that. But did they just recently extend?
I guess DKR is now.
Kyle Field?
Yeah.
Did I squeak?
You did.
That's what I thought.
That was a good one.
That's my first ever squeak. It's contagious.
That was awesome.
I don't know if I've been where before they expanded Kyle Field.
Here's a squeak.
That's the squeak. Sounds like a jump stop in basketball. He's moving his pivot foot.
I was trying to say, did they just
It sounds like if you looped it like a heart monitor at a hospital or something.
It's that old Nike commercial where they're dribbling with white chocolate.
So weird. But he's right. It is contagious because Matt McLaren, you know, Donovan said that was his first one ever. Matt McLaren's done it 11,000 times, including this one.
It's a pretty proud moment, man. I think my mom was secretly saying, that's my son.
Oh, I'm sure.
And anything else, she'll go, I don't know who that dude is. But now that it's fair related.
Right. This is part of her branding as well.
Right. I've stepped into her world now. And when those worlds collide, it's the proudest moment of her life for me.
So after this wraps up and your, I guess, official duties of whatever you needed to do on the stage was done, man, there was some stuff right there.
Good
Lord. It's like I'm the Tin Man in Wizard of Oz.
All
and I needed
right,
oil.
All right, go.
We hear the squeak from his mouth.
So once you wrap up that part of it, did they take you like, hey, what do you want to try?
Yeah, so he squeaks so much they had to commission a song.
I love it. I love that they play that every single time, no matter when it is.
I've noticed in the evolution of that show, I think they stopped down now more than any other show. Over little
good
things like that.
4 hours will probably do that.
They've got a lot of time.
We got time here.
But yeah, here is his double squeak.
I guess official duties of whatever you need.
Crank it up for you a little bit more.
I guess official duties of whatever you needed to do.
So weird.
It sounds like a drop.
Okay.
Sounds like Cam just played a drop.
What's more weird, Matt doing that randomly or EA going owl?
Ooh,
or
EA owl.
Weirder. Yeah, EA is a stranger because EA drowns every time that happens.
I don't know how that's
body
possible.
Brings him back to life.
And people will, like Corby will squeak sometimes.
I've
never heard someone owl. Like I've never had a friend that'll just talk into this. Like somebody can stutter, whatever. I've never heard a Yeah. An owl sound.
Like some people roll their R's.
Sure.
EA rolls, his.
EA rolls the alphabet.
Just whatever.
Every letter EA can roll. He's like a super Hispanic. All right. Okay. Our last candidate here is from Sunday morning, but it is not Ham.
Uh-oh.
We have one Dylan Reed of the Sean Bass coaching tree.
6 foot nine.
I do not claim Dylan Reed.
He's been running. He was running our board. Two pieces of audio here, about a minute or so apart. We were trying to wrap up our show doing Sunday brunch. Now, DJ told Dylan beforehand, hey, we're going to do Sunday brunch, and we're going to make it fun time for the disabled. So he had time to find the open, but he could not play.
Almost wrapping things up here as we make way for NFL football. Before we hand things off, though, let's do a little Sunday brunch.
Justin and
DJ
to Sunday brunch on Work in Progress.
Stump Center.
And then if we can even go a layer deeper.
What?
If you dare, it's 11:21 on the ticket.
I don't have it ready yet.
We're going to sit here. We'll sit here.
We don't really have the time for that,
until
I don't
it's
think.
Ready.
We
don't have the time. I've got a lot of faith.
Disabled.
It's an impromptu version of Fun Time for the Disabled. Minor Money has one.
Yeah. Disappointing, but okay. It's better with the song. Really, I just like hearing the song.
Monty has one leg.
He's got walking pneumonia. It's a freaking mess. We love him anyway, though, and we highlight other people like him and his condition.
Thank you, DJ, for calling me a freaking mess. Fast forward about 90 seconds.
Okay.
You finally found it. Kinda.
And I sent Monty the video so we can play here. So imagine a guy going down the sidewalk in his motorized wheelchair. He's got cerebral palsy. And, I mean, we see these delivery robots a bunch now because I feel like they're anchored here next to American Airlines Center.
There's a dozen of them. And we got a couple apartments across the street now.
Yeah.
They're always out there.
Does this guy have a dash cam on his wheelchair?
Not really sure.
You're focusing on the wrong thing.
Oh, we got the song.
We got the bad idea.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what this sounds like. This guy's...
Nobody asked for, but you're getting anyway during the week here.
What the hell is happening?
I didn't buy that.
So here is this guy with cerebral palsy having a battle with a delivery robot.
So he finally gets the...
You're in the meat of the segment.
Bed, and then a random DJ cut starts playing, which we have no idea where that came from.
Good Lord.
A rough time for Dylan.
That's
in the middle of a very serious segment, as you may have heard.
Yeah, that was a very cray-tray Sunday for Dylan Reed.
That's our flagship weekend show that he ruined. Way to go, Dylan.
I'd say you made it all better.
Right. Yeah. Luckily, we didn't stop down and make it worse. All right, let's vote. Is it Travis not being ready, Deddy not being ready, Squeaking Donovan, Squeaking Matt, or Unprepared Dylan Reed? Let's start with the man not in the newsroom, Lando.
I'll take one of the five greatest rappers of all time.
Dylon.
Dylon vote. Sean.
Give me not ready, Deddy.
Mm. Ooh, okay. Ham.
I know you know this guy.
Ooh.
One for Dylan Reed, Mino.
Let's give a vote to Deddy and his football. I mean, computer.
Sorry.
All right, once again, I will be the decider, and yeah, seeing as I lived it, I got to give it to the protege to one Sean Bass. Dylan.
Not my protege.
All right.
He has won this week's NIT break. He has now won three all-time. He still needs eight to catch Ham.
Amazing.
All right.